keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 14th, 2023, episode 43.
Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Hello, cheers me, baby. How? Right off the, this is not the first time tonight.
Oh my gosh, this is our, I think this is our fourth glass of wine.
Fifth glass of wine? Well, fifth glass of alcohol, perhaps. Oh, hold on a second. Let's see if it's... let's see if this one has opened up enough.
Yeah, let's see. Let's try it. In the official Curry and the Keeper sippy cups.
Yes, the official sippy cups. It needs to open up just a little bit because this is Argelais.
It's the house wine. And let's explain why.
Yes, we're in case you hadn't noticed, it's late tonight for us. It's late on a school night and we're playing hooky.
I know.
We've been really, really, really naughty today.
We have been.
Okay. So
in a good way, though.
We just got back from Austin.
Yes.
It's almost 9:30 at night, but yes. We felt, you know, we have to do Curry and the Keeper.
I know. Adam, just, you know, I cracked the whip
on you, baby.
I know.
We had an invitation, longstanding, which came in a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
To go to the friends and family, it's opening, but it's really kind of like a trial, I guess.
Right, a soft opening.
Yeah, soft opening of Trulux in Austin.
Yes, in downtown Austin.
Yes, and Trulux is probably one of the premier seafood restaurants in Austin.
Yes, one of our favorites, too. And we have quite the history
there.
Yes,
this is where I courted you.
Yes, you did.
Yes, many
over
a time.
Several dirty martinis.
Yes, several times.
Yeah, a lot of oysters.
No, not really.
Yes, we have. You did.
Oh, that's right. You have those. Yes.
You know.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I hear you. I remember. Yeah. I still remember. Still got it. Yep. Yeah. And over the years, we built up a relationship with the maitre d', Andrew.
Yes.
Who just has always been so welcoming. He's a Jersey boy. So we always had a lot in common since I lived in Jersey for quite a while.
He's always been so kind to us, too.
Yeah. And he's the kind of guy I could text, you know, like, dude, like, you got something tomorrow night? And he's like, yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll figure it out. Yeah. You know, it's like, dude, I'm coming in with Joe Rogan. I need a good table. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Oh, name dropping.
Well, like, hey, come on. I did bring them Joe Rogan, you know. So,
you did.
You know,
and as we were leaving, they're like, Joe's going to be here in about an hour. We're like, you know, we know Joe.
Yeah, we know Joe, dude. We brought him here. Okay, don't need to shine us with that.
But it was lovely. I mean, it was lovely. It was a limited menu, but they hand us the menus and we open them up and the menus
were lit. Yes.
They lit up.
It's hard to explain. It was like they were backlit.
Yes.
Yeah, they're backlit on both sides.
For those of us that have a hard time seeing in the dark at a restaurant and have to pull out our
shining
iPhones.
Your phone. Well, I don't have that anymore. I can't even do that with my light phone.
Oh no. Yes.
Craig.
Yeah. Craig called out Adam on his podcast with Pastor Jimmy.
It's okay to have the toilet scroller at home, but I don't take it with me on the road or anytime I leave the house.
Yeah, he's to listen to that episode. Like,
Adam has another phone at home.
And he also goes, Adam's got a fake bell.
Yeah, it's like, hello, what is this? What is this, Craig? What is that, Craig? We listen to... Craig's, it's called the interview podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was on it and he did it here at the house.
I was on it before you.
Yes, you were.
Jimmy.
Yes, you were. Yeah. He's a lot of famous people on.
Mimi
Dvorak.
Horowitz.
Yeah.
He hasn't nailed John yet.
I was going to say, he hasn't gotten Dvorak
yet.
No.
No.
And so I was talking to Pastor Jimmy and it was a really good interview. I love listening to it.
If you really want to get to know Jimmy on a more personal level, I would say listen to that podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to us.
Yeah. So anyway, so we were at Trulux. That's why we're not drinking. That's why we didn't open a bottle of wine because we
literally cannot drink. I mean, first we were there very early, typical curry fashion.
Yes, we're always
ever
early.
Since I got married to you, we're always early. It's like, oh, it's the curries. They're early.
I know.
So they're like, you know, Andrew came right up to us and said, we're still having our pre-opening meeting. So.
Yeah, and I told you, I go, we're going to be there early. We're going to be there early. Yeah, but, like, let's go in anyway. We can sit at the bar. There's nobody at the bar.
That was kind of weird. They should have opened the bar for us.
Oh, please.
So we went to another old haunt right down the street, right across the street, which is Bar Chi.
Right, where we had our second date.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one where you were 30 minutes early. I showed up 15 minutes early. I'm like, crap,
that
she's already here.
True.
Yes. That was the beginning of our earliness.
That was our second date. We went back to your apartment and we were making out.
And we made out. Yeah. Hey now.
Yes. But anyway,
we remembered all that. We reminisced about, by the way.
Yes.
You look spectacular. Oh, I got to tell you,
love.
I was getting ready and, you know, rushing, and I go towards the bathroom. Tina comes around the corner of the bathroom and I go, you took my breath away.
That was so authentic too. It was so lovely. Mean,
I'm so good at faking, but this was not fake. No.
This was really now.
No, I'm just kidding. This was complete. But it actually took my breath away.
It was a normal reaction.
You have the beautiful white dress on.
Sorry. Hey,
careful.
Sorry.
Beautiful white dress on, and just your hair was all with the curly cues that I like so much. The Hasidic look.
The Hasidic look.
Just so beautiful. I was so proud to have you by my side.
Thank you. But yes.
Especially in Austin, which I think we agree feels kind of sticky.
It's sticky.
It feels sticky.
It's a little sticky.
There's a buzz. I mean, I can't help it. I'm just going to ignore the buzz.
I don't even hear the buzz.
You don't even hear the buzz? Okay. It's just my ears. All right. It's my ears.
I don't hear it now. I heard it before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just pretend it's not.
Okay. But our waiter comes up, and I said to Adam, he walked away. I go, he reminds me of somebody. I cannot nail it. I don't know who it is. And you asked him and
he says, I'm a little bit of, Gary Sinise, which he does have a bit of Gary Sinise in him.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit of, what was the other one? He said, didn't matter. Cause the third one was it. Norm MacDonald.
Oh, he talked just like Norm MacDonald.
His mannerisms were like Norm MacDonald. It was like Norm MacDonald reincarnated. Yeah. It was just amazing. And he was telling stories like Norm would tell.
Yes.
He'd be like, is this funny? I'm not sure, but just the way you're telling him is interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And our other waiter who's waited on us many times, skinny face guy.
Yeah. Skinny face guy.
I forget his name.
I don't know his name either. Yeah.
But it was great. Everyone was really nice. And this was on them.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like, completely comped meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely lovely. And we had everything from appetizers to.
Oh my God. I ate more than I typically eat. I had. Five meatballs.
You had a pound of meatballs.
Their meatballs are spectacular.
Yes.
Then something, they had a second course, which typically we don't do, but they had a
tomato.
Tomato with.
How'd you say it?
It was basically BLT without bread.
Did you say tomato? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, tomato. I am from Holland.
Tomato.
Did I say tomato? I wish I could roll back the tape.
I think you did.
So funny. I said tomato. There she is. There's the laugh.
Okay. And so, yes, it was like a BLT without the bread. Without the,
just a big tomato.
No, without the
without
lettuce.
The bread. No. It had bacon. It had like a nice kind of.
Bacon, tomato, and like a ranch dressing. It had no lettuce.
It was more than ranch. It was something else.
Anyway. And then you had scallops and I had salmon. Oh, and then
scallops with risotto.
And the wine kept being poured. And then we ended with carrot cake.
What was the wine we were drinking there? Because that was quite good. It was a Spring Valley.
It was Barnett Vineyards.
Oh, okay.
2019. It was delicious.
It was phenomenal.
So now I got my stretchy pants on.
Yeah, you're out of the beautiful dress. You're no longer, do I lose my breath just looking at you?
You're like, ugh. Yeah. So we were supposed to drink wine from Michael Anastasio.
Yes, our first Sammonier.
Yes, first Sammonier. And he sent us three bottles of wine from his own private collection, which was, oh my gosh, these are lovely.
Yeah, but we decided not to just, you know, waste it on us at this point.
Yes.
Because, you know,
so we went with the garbage house wine. It's Argelais.
Argelais is Argyle, everybody, in case you didn't know. But we pronounce it Argelais to make it sound a little better.
But we also got another wine from Rolf Lehmann from Switzerland. Another bottle came in yesterday too.
Yeah, it sounds like he might be a Dutch guy.
For some reason, though.
I'm thinking that. And that looked like another great bottle. We have some good wine to drink in the coming episodes, for sure.
But yes, a complaint was filed with the wine department today from the producer.
Yes.
I heard about it all on the way to Austin about how the wines aren't properly labeled.
Well,
and
you're holding a bottle. Who's this from? I don't know. It's like. You used to put stickers on them and then you stopped putting stickers on it. But I thought you were taking care of business.
I was on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I got a complaint from the producer.
Yes. Production department.
But what was interesting too is Michael sent a note and where is that? Oh, it says right here. It says, T Tina and Adam, please enjoy a little something from our cellar. Share God, share love, and share wine. Certified Salmon Yay.
Mike, S-A-L-M-O-N.
Mike Anastasio and my bride, Amy. So I love that he said the first certified Salmon Yay.
I think Salmon Yay, just, it's never going to be Salmon. No, it's always going to be Salmon Yay. That's just what it is. S-A-L-M-O-N-Y-A-Y. Salmon Yay. That's what you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pleased to report the first two glasses went out to Michael.
Yes.
So I mailed them yesterday, so they're on the way.
I realize that you not being on social media is kind of hurting the show a little bit, because normally...
Hello.
Normally you would be showing the beautiful wrapping paper, the Curry and the Keeper wrapping paper, the glasses, of
course.
You're
right. You're right.
The stickers are beautiful. Thank you note with Curry and the Keeper letterhead.
Yeah.
How are you doing with your... So again, to remind everybody, June is Tina's social media detox, and it is my workout month. And I can already tell you that I'm never going to stop. June was just...
Don't guilt me into stopping social. I know what you're doing. I'm never going to stop. I win.
I kind of do, but no.
But yes, I miss it. I do. I miss it, but I'm getting through. You know what I find? I'm on that goofy news channel. Now, the Apple News, which is
pretty goofy.
Half the things are behind a paywall anyway.
Right.
So I'm gravitating towards that. But I really don't know what's going on.
You are getting a number of goofy stories, wacky stories from your friends on text message.
Some people, I
would say you have a lot more text message traffic than you used to have.
Yes.
Would you say that's fair?
Yes, that is fair.
Hello, Kate in Chicago, not a serial killer.
Not serial killer.
Yeah,
Kate.
Yeah. She's sending all kinds of wacky stuff.
So yes, but I've been thinking about this. Like, okay, what am I going to do come July 1st?
Yeah.
Am I going to drink from a fire hose? What am I going to do? And so I think I'm going to set a time limit for me.
Well, what are you missing? Do you feel like you're really missing out on anything?
Yeah.
In life?
Like I think about all the stories I was following.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stories? What stories?
Oh, there's Rini who's pregnant, and then there's Lindsay.
But if it was only about your Insta families, I'd be, yeah, okay, but it's not. You get all kinds of other stuff on the Instagrams.
Yeah, but that's not the stuff that I necessarily miss. Okay,
so you could keep off Twitter. You could stay off Twitter. You don't need to be Twitter back in your life, do you?
No, not really. No. And I had pulled back on Twitter.
Why don't you just quit Twitter? Quitter.
Oh. I don't know about that.
I was like, well, I'm going to keep working out.
Okay. Give us a status report.
Just look at me. What do you mean give us? Look at these guns, man.
I walk into the bathroom the other day. There's Adam flexing in the mirror.
I knew you were coming. It was a surprise.
I flex
every night in front of you as a joke. You know that. I'm like, look at this.
We're with Pastor Jimmy and Annette last Saturday, and you started talking about working out, and you say to Jimmy, here, touch my guns.
Jimmy's arms are bigger than my thighs. and his own, to
and
be
he's
quite,
probably like,
quite honest.
Your arm kind of feels like my ankle.
But you know what?
What?
I feel really good about doing it. I know I'm still only doing 15 minutes 3 days a week. I know it's not much, but I'm getting there.
Yes.
And I actually broke a real sweat today. It was kind of tough.
Easing into it. And plus you're walking. You're walking Phoebe 3 times a day.
I've always already done that.
But what's the incentive? So
the incentive?
Yes.
Chicks, man. Chicks, man. What's the incentive?
Yes, what I said to you.
No, I know exactly what the incentive is.
What?
Chicks.
No. Now,
you said out of the blue. Now, I have to go back. There's one thing that has been a foreboding activity for me. And at a certain point, I just gave up because, okay, it's your thing. It's your, can I just say it's trauma or whatever? It's whatever it is. It's your stuff.
Yeah.
You do not want me to pick you up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you weigh. I can guess, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we made it when we were flying. We made a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just put in 120. Like, so 120 will be fine.
I haven't weighed 120 since I was in high school.
I'm just kidding.
I do not weigh 120. No. I'm telling you that.
No, I think we actually put in 130. We thought that was fair. And it was like, okay. And I've asked several times, like, you know, we've moved, like, can I, and you're like, no,
carry over the threshold.
Yes. You're like, no. And out of the blue, all of a sudden you say, you know, you stick at it. I'll let you pick me up.
I know. I
now, I'm not quite sure. What is the measure? When have I done enough? Is that just after the month?
No, I think we need to measure your guns.
Okay. So what does it have to be before I can pick you? I mean, I could pick you up with one arm, obviously.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, just after the month?
Well,
just
yes.
A quickie?
Just
a quickie?
We'll revisit
but like,
it.
But like up, like arm under your knees and picking you up, like over the threshold, pick you up,
gosh.
Right? Okay.
Oh, it's traumatizing for me.
But why did you offer it then?
Okay, I'm going to stick with it, but I don't know, maybe August 1st.
August 1st, that's fine. Yeah. And then what can I do for you? If you stick to your, you're going to make it through this month. Fine.
Oh, I'm going to make through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need an incentive because no. I'm going to do it. I think you should
stay off Twitter. Just get rid of Twitter. It's ridiculous.
I'm not going to make any promises right now.
No, okay, I understand.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it just seems like you are productive and you're happy and you're not spun up.
No.
Mm-mm. No,
because I'm pretty calm.
Because, you know,
I'm very disciplined.
I have Twitter and I'll look at Twitter and I don't know if
it. But you go, did you hear about this? And I say, no.
Only a couple times has it happened.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking at Twitter when you were still on Twitter.
I don't feel like I'm an effective producer for No Agenda now.
Then I would see.
I used to give you stories all the time.
I would see you tweet something like, it's a uniparty, don't you know that? You know, like, don't work for Elon Musk, man. Work for our show. Yeah. Do it on our show.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I'll stick through the end of the month, and then I will revisit it. But my goal is not to be on social media.
Yeah, good
all
for you.
Day as good I have been. Good I'm busy you. Now. I'm busy. I'm volunteering at the church. I'm doing
you
a Bible study with Annette.
This is what I mean. You're doing all kinds of productive stuff.
I got Curry and the Keeper. I'm doing all the marketing and the comms and the purchasing and the shipping and the, you know, settling complaints. I got a lot going on.
Yes.
So, I sent the newsletter out yesterday.
Yes.
And I put on there, go check out the website to see us throwing wine at each other. And so the newsletter went out at 3 p.m. yesterday, and I get a text from serial killer Kate. And she's like, where's the picture? I don't know where the picture. And I'm go immediately on curryandthekeeper.com and the picture defaulted to the old picture. And I'm like,
do we know
what
happened yet? Do you know how that happened?
No. And so I text Craig because Craig helped me. Craig Weinberg is the one who took the photograph.
Yes. Craig. Hello, Craig. That's a real bell, Craig.
Yes. He's never going to forget that.
No,
Craig.
I do have a fake bell, but that's the fake one.
Yeah. So I text him. I'm like, the picture's gone from the website. Do you know what happened? And he said, yeah, I saw that earlier. And then he sends me a screenshot. He's in the middle of his podcast with Pastor Jimmy.
So what do you do logically after that? I'm driving back from Austin because I got my hair done.
And I call you.
But here's how it goes. Hello? Well, guess what happened? The fact that you're calling me.
I did not.
Yes, you did. So listen to this. Not hello. How are you? Just like, you know, and I was in the middle of listening to an audio book. I'm like totally chill. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, she's calling me. Something's very wrong. You wouldn't call me. And so I'm like, oh, what's going on? And it's just my little phone, my little light phone. And I pick it up and say, well, listen to this. 1,000 miles an hour.
That you could help me at all.
No, I don't even have a real phone I could do anything with.
Nothing you could do. I know.
It was pretty funny.
I know.
No, anyway, we got through it.
Anyway, somehow he got it back up there. So I don't know how he did that while he was. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he fixed it while he was talking to Pastor Jimmy.
He must have. And I just wonder what happened. What went wrong? Just purely from a technology standpoint, I'm interested how that could happen. I don't know what that was.
So if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go and take a look at it. It's a great picture. It's right on our landing page, yeah. And it shows the picture of us throwing wine at each other. And you will see the spray of wine that's coming directly at
Tina's face. Hit to your head. Yes. I had nothing.
And Adam had not, like we mentioned that on the last show.
I got to say something.
Yes, baby.
Okay. So I think you also had some people asking you for the picture of the flight jacket from Air Force One.
Yes. Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Okay. Yes, I do want to talk about that.
I have a picture for you to post too.
No, you can post the picture.
I'm not on social media.
We isn't it? Oh, gee. Funny how that works.
You know,
put it in the next newsletter. Okay. So I was thinking about this. First of all, I'm weird with things that people give me. This only really happened twice. One was the coffee mug, which you really have no understanding for
which
how
I
much
broke that yeah, one that no, I broke.
Yeah, but it's not an accident. It's not about that.
Okay.
There's something about some things that people give me that I value, and I don't know exactly. It's a coffee mug. It's ridiculous. I hold on to that, but it was really my favorite mug, and you really didn't quite understand. Like, it's just a mug, okay? And I understand how you look at it because it's weird. The jacket, hands down, is ugly. I'm with you on that. But it was something, you know, it took me, the guy was getting it from his son. You know, I was kind of involved in it. He was getting it to me, and then he's like, did you get it? It's in the P.O. box. And I went to go get it, and I was excited. And of course, it was kind of like when you send away for, in the back of the comic books for the X-ray glasses.
Yes.
And you know, you're like, I'm so excited for the X-ray glasses. You put them on and guess what? You can't see through girls' clothing.
Yes.
So, but you're still going to be like, cool glasses, huh? And so, and you immediately were like, that's ugly, which it was. So.
No, it was a very generous, kind gift for somebody to send it to you. Right. I get that.
But you kind of like, doesn't, it's not wrong because.
I didn't say it was ugly. Did I say
went,
it was ugly?
When I first put, you went like, look, I've known you for a bit. You can't fool me. And you're like, oh yeah, great. Okay. But that's not the point. It's not your fault. So when it came up on the show, and I'm embarrassed because I've really been working very hard on controlling my tongue, you know, Book of James, you know, the tongue, yes. It can do yep. all kinds of, it can be a horrible flaming thing. Mm-hmm. It can be a rudder to steer a huge ship. You know, the tongue is probably the most dangerous part of the body. And I've really worked very hard on quick to listen, slow to answer, slow to get angry. Ooh. And I lost it. And I called you a name and I was very embarrassed.
What did you call me?
A dick.
Okay.
I was very embarrassed because you're also my, you know, you're my Proverbs 31 wife. I should be treating my wife like Jesus treated the church.
Yes.
And so I had to have a couple chats with the big man about this one.
Aww.
I repented over it. So, aww. And I really apologize.
It's
I feel
okay.
really bad about it. And no, I ruined the vibe. And, but I was embarrassed. I was aww. Embarrassed that I did that.
You know what though? I knew it didn't come from malice. I knew it wasn't.
But I worked so hard on not being
like
that.
But we're not perfect. We're all yes. flawed. And for me, this is, and thank you for bringing this up, because for me, what struck me is we get so many lovely notes and so many lovely boosts and mm-hmm. emails and messages on Instagram about, oh my gosh, you are so in love. You're so in love.
I'm just going to hold on 1 second. Sorry. Maybe that might help it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that better?
I don't know.
Okay. You still hear the buzz?
Not now.
Okay.
I think it might have changed something.
And so, you know, we get all these lovely messages, and it was, you know, we had a crack, you know, which is real life. Like I reacted, and we're not perfect, you know, but it doesn't mean that we don't love each other very much and, you know, have a great marriage. And, but for me, it was the expectations of having a perfect marriage, which I put that pressure on myself. Hmm. And I was thinking about that as well, which is silly. So, but you did ruin my mojo.
There she is.
But
I'm very proud of you for getting back up on the horse and just continuing. Oh. That's not easy, particularly, you know, you're a pro, but you're a new podcaster.
Yeah.
And those things happen on the show. It's hard to just continue and just pick it right
up. Well, it's real life, you know, it's real life. Yeah. So and we're all flawed. So it's okay. Babe. It's okay.
Might happen again in 10 minutes.
Which leads us into, we did our first.
Living a Christ-centered marriage.
Marriage, yes. Mm-hmm. So it was basically just kind of introductory. Yep. So of course, you know, they go through and they ask us, you know, they're asking us just different questions like our testimony and everything. And of course, Adam's being Mr. Comedian.
I was not.
You were kind of being Mr. Comedian.
Well, okay. I just finished a 3.5-hour show I said, I'm going to do my best here, but nano.
No. And so I could see our friends like Andrea and David appreciating their humor, but the two people that are hosting it just looked at you like, ugh. Like they didn't find your humorous.
Maybe they're just not. I think they love me. I think they were laughing on the inside.
Okay.
What joke did I make? I only made one joke. It's Zoom, okay?
Oh, man. Anyway, so we started it. And we had, you know, we talked about it. We have several things we have to do, you know, and it's kind of easy because we're doing this together and I'm enjoying it. What are you writing down over there?
I'm just writing down some notes.
Oh. I'm just writing
Production notes. Well,
I'm just writing down some notes.
I realized I hadn't done my entry in the journal, my show log, you know, so I have to like change the photo for the wine. This is where the title will be written down. So I'm sorry. I was just dating it.
Oh.
Curing the Keeper 43.
I got it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So
Fix Buzz. Let me put that down. Fix Buzz. Okay. Yes.
But we had to, we have lots of homework to do. But one thing we had to talk about was, what does commitment and trust mean to us?
Yes. And we talked about that at dinner tonight.
Yeah. And so go ahead.
Wow, man, that was hours ago. Now, you started it at dinner and then I chimed in. Get me going here.
Oh my gosh. Well, we were talking about what commitment meant and was just being there for each other. And
no, but how it had grown. You had a great.
Oh, I've had too much wine already. See?
It was
so good what I said. I know. Dinner,
if I had my notebook with me, I would have written it down.
Well, I would say I think that you know, when we got married, you know, up until our faith journey, we just basically relied on being committed to each other, and now that's shifted.
Right.
And now we are putting God in the center of our marriage, like He is the.
Like I just discussed where I had to go figure that out with him, because, you know, that was it's the way to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much easier and it's somehow it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
This buzz is going to drive me out of my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you don't hear it?
No, I don't hear it at all.
I don't know what happened. We didn't touch anything for a week. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Is it going to come through on the recording?
Well, of course it will.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
I don't hear it at all, babe.
Okay.
Well, it's going
to
make it bigger.
You don't hear that when you stop? You don't hear? No, you have to stop talking. Talk and then stop talking.
Hello, hello? I don't hear anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't hear anything.
Super sensitive. Sorry.
Anyway, well, I was talking about our commitment.
See, this is what I do. It's like, squirrel.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how I feel is that it's shifted. It's not just us. It's God first and then it's us.
Yeah. And that's. And so it helps a lot to approach it. That's why I said, you know, it's like, I didn't honor you the way I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And that commandment comes from elsewhere, not just from me being committed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So,
this is going to be pretty cool. We're going to grow really old together, really happy.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be interesting to see what's going to be on the other side once we get through it. But what I like is.
You should see my guns on that side.
Yeah.
Bam.
What I like though is that she's splitting it up. So the women are going to talk with the female leader and then the men are going to talk with the.
Do we do that at the same time on different Zoom calls or something? You don't know.
She alluded to that an hour.
It was a little confusing.
An hour separately and then an hour together.
Mm, yeah.
So.
Mm. Oh, hold on. Mm. That's so good.
Refreshing.
I can keep drinking all night long.
Yeah. So anyway, the fun part about it is the group that we're with, it's all of our friends. So it's Andrew and David, most of our Debbie friends, and Todd. Yeah. It's people that we know from church. So I'm pretty happy about that.
And they all think I'm super cool and funny.
Yeah, they laugh at your jokes. Oh.
No, but it's a serious thing. It's serious. And I think everybody comes to the table with, you know, willing to improve their marriage or make it much better. It's an interesting group.
But what they definitely emphasized in the very first meeting was it's God first. It's God first in your marriage.
By the way, I would say that if you had come to me with this, any kind of marriage Zoom call, forget God or not, you know, 2 years ago, I'd be like, here's what my response would be.
Really?
I'd be like, what's wrong? Are we in trouble? What's going on? What are you talking about? Why have to do this? What's happening? I'd be like, is this couples therapy? What are we doing? And now I'm like, I was really open to it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is a good idea.
And you were, because it was after you worked all day and ended No Agenda.
Yeah.
And you're in the studio. I mean, you start working at 7 a.m. and you're not done till 5.
Yeah.
And you were, I had to make sure you had cheese and crackers.
You took good care of me. You took good care of me, for sure.
Feed him so he doesn't get angry. He's hangry. He's getting hangry.
I wanted to play something.
Okay.
Sir Deanimus, No Agenda producer. He has an expertise, and that is helping companies find the information they need from complex, millions and millions of documents. And, when we were talking about AI is going to kill us. He said, hey, I want to put some AI, which is a joke. I want to build a super search engine for you guys that'll find clips. It'll find articles, but it will also, you'll be able to find a spot in all 1,563 episodes where you talk about something, you'll be able to just search click and then, and so I'm showing you this, we're in bed actually. I'm like, now look what this guy's doing. It's so cool. I mean, this is really amazing. And really only No Agenda can do this because we all have the transcripts. We have everything in computer storage language. I'm not going to bore you. And you said, do you remember what you asked find?
I said, yes. Can you search all the No Agenda topics about Nurse Tracy?
No, yes. That is exactly what you said. You're like, yeah, get all the Nurse Tracy bits.
Nurse Tracy was the
girl I was going out with before Tina.
And he goes, oh, no. Oh, no. You can search a lot of things.
I'm like, hey, Dino, man, we got to block some searches. There's some stuff we can't be searching for. It goes back to my.
Oh, Patricia.
My first marriage. Yeah. 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 No, so we're not going to be searching for that.
I don't have time for that, baby.
No, you don't. Okay. But you said, how about the story of how you became the keeper?
Yes. How I got the moniker, the keeper.
Yes. And I typed it in. It came right up. And it was real. I mean, we were just like, wow, that's so cool. So this is the whole, it's a minute and 50 seconds. Okay. It's the whole story. And it's worth listening to because it's funny. Because, this is before, John didn't even really know much about us.
Well, and you didn't want me to take any pictures of us. Don't put any pictures on social media.
Bad for my rep. I had Nurse Tracy.
That's right. You were like, I can't expose.
I had women in Europe.
I know.
That's right. Hey, you got a catch.
I know I did. I won.
You sure did. Look at these guns. Here's your prize. So we're in Chicago and I'm doing the show from Chicago.
This is August 2015.
August 2015. Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's good for you. Mm-hmm. And this is me telling John about having an accident in the middle of the night.
You're telling him on No Agenda.
On No Agenda.
Yes. Isn't that what men do when we get older?
Well, it hasn't happened to me yet. I mean, it's not that I've never gone to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but it's pretty unusual.
Well, I almost killed myself in Chicago falling over the suitcase.
On this trip?
Yeah. It was not good.
So you're okay. I don't want to get into the details.
Yeah, you can. You can get into the details. Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
Probably with someone.
Yes, I was with Tina.
Okay. And did you wake her up when you fell on your ass?
No.
Did you scream, ow, because you stubbed your foot?
It sounded more like this.
Well, you went tumbling?
Yes, into the suitcase.
How did you go into the suitcase? How big is this suitcase?
It's a 29-incher. And it was open on the floor, you know. So you, and then
so you had the suitcase open on the floor. Yeah, and then you don't have any place you can
Well, put the I don't want to place any blame as to who left the suitcase open.
Oh, now, now we get to the bottom of it. So she leaves the suitcase open because she overpacks like you probably.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all. This is one of the first.
She's a keeper then.
Oh, yeah, she's a major.
Work for it.
There, we had almost half the suitcase left over.
That's
keeper
good for you.
She's a keeper. You're right. She's a keeper. No.
Anyone who's any woman who's not an overpacker who doesn't bring like giant bottle of knowledge that you can't keeper. Do. I think TSA did a lot of people a favor by making the 3 ounce limit because otherwise some women will just put in huge bottles of five or six bottles of shampoo.
No, I have more product than her. I know.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Minimalist.
Good.
Yeah. There you go. Keeper, keeper, keeper.
And it's stuck.
That's
it's
the story. Stuck. So you now you are the keeper.
I know. I know. And so every time we go to a meetup or anything, they're like, oh, the keeper. But I remember when we went on the I Love Laundry tour in September. We were dating about 5 months.
Yeah.
And we were in Colorado Springs, and I was the first meetup that I was at with you. And it was small. It was maybe 10 people. And some guy came up to me and goes, hey, are you Nurse Tracy?
I remember that.
Hey, I'm like, no.
No.
I'm like, are you not listening
not
to
Nurse
the show?
Tracy.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of guys call their wives or their girlfriends their keepers.
Yeah. I love that.
Sir Chris Wilson, Australia, his keeper, Kylie.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
You are the keeper, baby. Yeah,
I'm the OG.
You are the OG keeper.
I'm the OG.
You are a super keeper.
I'm not Nurse Tracy.
No, you are not.
I'm going to go listen to those old shows.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for playing that.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. There's probably more fun stuff that's been discussed about our past that I might dig up.
Yeah. Yeah, like when we got engaged. Because John was like, you got engaged? Yeah. I already thought you were engaged. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but then off the air, he said, well, I'm kind of sad about this. So why? Well, I've kind of... living vicariously through you with all these women. I'm a little bummed out.
This is when he found out that you had a girlfriend.
Well, that it was serious. Girlfriend. He's like, girlfriend's great. Tell me about it, man.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. So what else you got on your list there?
Nothing.
Babe?
There you go. It's up
That's
to you,
it?
Bob.
That's all that you have?
No, I have other stuff, but I need to get to your show notes.
Oh.
Because you have just been flaunting your list all week.
I know. I have been. So Annette and I are continuing to climb the hills in her neighborhood.
Yes.
So we climbed the big hill on Friday.
Yeah.
So we're walking Mondays and Fridays. Monday, we go down the little hills or go up the
this
little
hills.
This
is a real hill. This is like a 20% incline or
you
something.
You wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I've been working out, you know.
And so we conquered the big one.
I know exactly which one it is. Yeah.
it was high, but you know, I'm training for Utah because Utah is the hike that I'm going.
Bryce Canyon?
Bryce Canyon? Bryce and Zion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when we first signed up, there was this option to climb Angel Pass and it is this kind of treacherous path that you hold on to like these chain, like.
Okay. This is like dangerous.
Yes. And so they ended up closing it off.
Someone died probably.
50 people have fallen from this Angel Pass.
Oh, this is so cool. I wish I could do this. Meanwhile, you're like, it's 55 here. Slow down. You're doing 57.
Oh, I don't know how, I don't know what time frame 50. Oh, sorry. I keep hitting the mic. 50 people have fallen, but yeah, they've canceled that.
People always fall. Like people always fall in the Grand Canyon. They die
they're
everywhere.
They're not paying attention. And
die in the shower.
Picture.
Fall in the shower.
Oh, yeah. So we're walking hills, and you know, Annette and Jimmy, they talked about it on their podcast. They're going on sabbatical.
Yes.
In July.
Yes. Yes.
In July
Indeed
till September.
They are. Mm-hmm.
And so I told Annette, I said, "Great, let's do an 8-week fitness program."
You're insane. You're just insane.
So
you're out early
them.
In the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we had lunch with Annette and Jimmy and Pastor Eddie and his wife, Jessica. And Pastor Eddie's a part of Gateway Church, which Bridge Church is affiliated with right. with Gateway.
We have to be the helpers.
Yes. Yeah.
The we were given specific instructions.
That we have to help them. We cannot talk about church. We can't bring anything in, and we have to, we have to support them as much as we can.
Yeah, have to distract them with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and so
that'll be fun. That'll be easy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, help me find the buzz in this microphone. My studio's buzzing. Let's tear it apart and build it back up again. Oh, let's find out what's going on.
See that? That's the show title, Buzz.
Buzz.
That's the show
buzz.
Title.
Buzz.
Okay. Yes. So we're excited for them. And
very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and so very we're going to so. Help them during the 8 weeks mm-hmm. of summer.
And well, now the first 12 days of their sabbatical, Christina's coming with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
Yeah. What do we have planned?
I keep thinking they're kids, but you know,
she's going to be 33. She's not a kid. No.
She's like, Dad, I just want to hang out. I just want to hang out with you guys, sit by the pool. Cause it's warm here, but she does not care. It's like, it's just that temperature. They don't get any of that. So she loves just
baking.
They're going
to fry like bacon.
Well, they'll be in and out, I'm sure. And she likes to cook. So she'll cook for us. I'll take them to the range. They got to go shooting. It's always fun to go shooting.
Yeah.
We'll go out to dinners, but they really just want to hang out.
We'll do a winery.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the last few days, we'll send them off to Austin so they can, enjoy a little bit of city life
mm-hmm.
before they fly back. But I'm really excited because it's been a year at least now. How long has it been?
Yeah, last April when we went to we went up to New York and
more than a year, family.
Yeah.
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 And she's going in an exciting new direction.
Yeah.
For her career. So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Very excited. Anyway, so that'll happen during the first few weeks of Jimmy and Annette's sabbatical.
Yes.
I want Christina and Kevin to meet them too.
Oh, sure. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. We'll have them over for dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Next on your list.
Oh, goodness. So we finished watching The Chosen.
Yes. This was really good. Do you think everyone knows about The Chosen? Do they know about this show? Who listened to it?
I don't know. It's pretty popular. So, it's worth watching. And we finished the last season. It's
basically
season
three seasons about the life of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's done so, this is not some hokey, look at this Christian show. It's a really good show.
But
story is phenomenal.
I liked how in the very last episode, they're citing a psalm and they're reading the psalm. And I'm like, I've read a lot of the psalms, but I don't know which one it is. And all of a sudden you pop over, you go, it's Psalm 77. I'm like, you're just a show off. Psalm 77.
I know so much of the dialogue already. I know the key points that are going to come up.
Yeah.
That's just because I've read a lot. I retain a lot of weird things. But
that's impressive because I'm doing this Bible study with Annette. It's on the Trinity, and we're supposed to memorize one verse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. I think it's 1 John 5 something. I cannot. I've written this out 9 times. And
really?
I have a blockage with memorizing scripture. I don't know what it is. I know what it means. I just cannot recite it back.
Well, no. if you can just basically get the basics right, you can just always say that's the NTV, the New Tina version.
Oh.
So many different versions of it.
Yeah. Anyway,
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have to know? So what kind of study is this where you have to
part of the study. They want you to memorize it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Scripture memorization. I can't get it. I just can't get it.
It's okay.
So I got blockage.
Yeah.
You want to give an update on Phoebe?
Yes. Thank you very much to Baron Scott. He helped me, with her, so we've been talking about what to feed her and, multiple people have said, well, raw, if you want to do raw, it should really be, raw chicken is probably the best. And then, but it's like, it's really hard to keep it fresh. And everyone kind of was like, it's a pain in the ass to do raw. And he turned me on to, this company.
Yukinaba?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm gonna look it up right now. Because basically the food that we have for her is just so high in calories that even, the half a cup to 3/4 of a cup in the morning, the evening, she just could not, it would just add weight to her. Mm-hmm. And so the, where's my, what's the name of that stupid store that I...
Chewy's.
There you go. Chewy. I ordered from Chewy. But Scott, you know, so Scott and his wife, they rescue dogs and they always have a million dogs running around. And yeah, Yukonuba. Yeah. And so we're transitioning her onto it now and she should be fully onto it. And she can actually have more of this than the other stuff. And she's doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
And man, she's really gotten a lot more active. I don't know, maybe because she's so hungry,
mm-hmm.
because you've been giving her less. But last night, because we had another scorpion attack.
Yes.
We had three in the pool and then two in the house. And she popped up out of a dead sleep last night. Once again, bam, there's one right there. Bam, 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 bam. She points her nose to it.
And it stops moving too, right? So,
yeah, they freeze. And then 10 minutes later, she's lying next to me. Next to the couch.
On the other side.
And she could not even see near the window, pops up, goes to the window, right down, and the huge one.
Yeah.
And he's pretty active. He had not gone through the product yet.
No, there's scorpion gunk all over the wall.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because you stomped on it.
Sorry about that. I stomped on
him. His intestines are on the baseboard.
No, don't need the details. You can wipe it off. It's just scorpion guts. So, you know, she's been doing great. And... You know, Danny, the pool doctor, came by to check the chlorine, which is apparently will kill you if you get in the pool now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I guess it's the new tablets we got, and they, for some reason, they dissolve faster. And, you know, that strip is supposed to be kind of like reddish. It could not, it's like purple black. He calls me, said, dude, don't get in the pool.
Our skin will melt off.
Your skin will melt and your bathing suit will fade. And he said, there's something wrong. We got to figure it out. And so he comes by and she immediately does her job, jumps up, rah, rah, rah. And I, now it's a little hard because he won't just go. I say place and she doesn't go right away. And I have to kind of point her there. But then I say, good girl. And I pet her. And then she stops. You saw it, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
she stops
yeah.
and just waits.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you know what the solution is? What we put in the pool?
What?
To dechlorinize it?
What?
Orange juice.
Oh, I saw him with the jug.
Two jugs of orange juice. Yeah, he said, I can put in another chemical. You know, he said, but this is also acid. And everyone says that this is the way. So he just poured in 2 gallons of orange juice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if it worked, but I still wouldn't get in just yet. Wait until the measurements are done.
No.
So Phoebe's doing great. I'm so proud of her. She's getting better.
She's losing her ginger waist and Barbie's coming back.
Yeah, but she's also not so crazy about everything anymore.
No, she's calmed down.
She does like to eat mud and wood chips and
deer
other
poop.
And she's not there's
you
no
were
deer.
Letting her eat
I did
deer
not.
Poop.
Yes, no, you were. You told me not to and I stopped. I stopped.
Why were you letting her do that in the first place?
Well, I was like, I have a little deer poop.
Oh.
It's a dog. It's a dog.
Ew. And then she kisses you. She licks you.
That's right.
That's gross.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Okay. So what do you know? Right, guys?
Oh, that's disgusting. That is so gross. That's gross.
I spoke with... Misty Phillip and Rob Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
About the Media Ignite, Spark Media Ignite mm-hmm. conference mm-hmm. in September is going to be great.
How many people go to that? Did they say?
A couple hundred.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all podcasters.
Okay.
A lot of them are authors, you know, who are now also podcasting.
So it'll be kind of an intimate setting.
But they have an award with. Award show in the evening with 22 categories for podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I can still enter some of my favorite podcasters.
Yeah.
I'm planning on doing.
Are you going to say who you're entering?
No, I'm not going to say it at all, Steve Webb.
I know somebody.
I'm not going to say it at all, Steve Webb. I'm not going to say it all, Living Up a Network. I'm not a judge, but I can get people in the nomination process. I specifically asked about that. But it's actually, you know, they're really into the value for value. They're really into the whole not getting deplatformed
mm-hmm.
because, you know, if you know that some, not to be mentioned, some podcasters have even been denied going to podcast conferences,
yes.
even being denied to go to the conference.
Yes, I know.
Sorry, no ticket for you because, you know, you're a religious guy. Which is amazing in 2023 to me.
No
it's just
kidding.
Like, what are you talking about?
No kidding.
So you know, so they're really into that. And I said, hey, you know, there's, we're not going to also add music where music can be compensated. And like, really? I said, yeah, we could really start something here.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot of, you know, worship music, mm-hmm. which is Christian for rock.
Right. Striper.
Striper. Oh, I got a Striper song. That's for a Striper boost.
Oh.
When we get a Striper boost.
Who sent that?
That was Rob Knutson.
And that's actually Striper?
I don't know if it's Striper, but he said, well, he says, longtime fan of Striper and No Agenda, as well as Curry and the Keeper. I just had to cut together a short jingle for Striper donations.
Nice.
You don't get a lot of them, but if it fits, awesome. So if we get a,
nice. We get a
Striper, which is 77777, then yes. We'll play that.
Yeah. Very nice.
Anyway.
Very nice.
You know, so they're really into it. And then, so I'll be on a panel on Friday. So we'll go up Friday, be on a panel. I guess Jimmy and Annette are Christian handlers mm-hmm. are coming, yes. coming down, coming from, they're coming from Dallas. And then we stay overnight. And then Saturday, there's, you know, more stuff, mm-hmm. you know, speakers and et cetera. And then in the afternoon, like the just before the award show, they have a dinner, and before the dinner, I will do my keynote.
Okay. So, yeah. And is there a spa?
You know, of all the things, I did not have that on my list to ask about. But
I will check it out.
I'm sure you and Annette can figure out where to spa.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jimmy and I will probably be in the nerd corner with the podcast.
With the podcast.
Here's how you do a show without a buzz.
Yes.
Here's exactly. how you make it sound good. So, yeah. So that'd be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And that's in September, I think.
Yeah.
September? Yeah. September.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. And we're planning our trip.
Yes.
Our big trip.
This is the Curry European Vacation 2023. Yes. We decided to have a do vacation.
Yes.
We're gonna instead do of things. Our typical drink and sit on the beach vacation.
Yes.
Which I'm going to miss.
Really?
A little bit. No. But you know, so we're going to see friends in Holland. We're going to see friends in Spain. We're going to see, hopefully we're going to get the whole clan together in Italy. We're working on that. And we're going to be doing stuff because I've always wanted to, you know, really see the Gaudi stuff in Barcelona. I've only been around the church, the Sagrada Familia, but there is so much more that he did.
Yes.
And you've got the itinerary. You don't have to go through the whole thing, but
yeah,
there's some cool stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a wine tour in Spain. And then once we get to Italy, we're going to be doing a boat tour. We're going to actually do a cooking class. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we visit one of my ex-girlfriends in every city.
Yeah. Yay.
Hola.
I can ask them stories.
Yes.
I don't need to ask them. Christina spills the beans all the time. Oh,
she is the worst. She is the worst. She is just, the worst.
And I'm just like, really? What? I take notes. Like, okay. Remember when we were, I won't go into details.
Yes.
When we were in Brooklyn.
Narc.
We were in Brooklyn last year and she made a comment about something that Adam did and I whipped my head and I went, what? Adam starts sweating and Elise is like, oh my gosh, the whole mood changed at this table. You were sweating. You broke out in a sweat.
Yes. Very funny. It's great. What's next on your list?
I'm about done. I mean, I want to talk about.
Really?
Yeah. I went through it pretty
quick. You had 100 things on your list.
I know, but I went through it really quick. We had dinner with Fred and Frida.
Oh yes,
they're in the witness protection program now. That's officially their
name.
Fred
names. And Frida. But if you are looking for some African ivory or blood diamonds, Fred and Frida are your people, and we can hook you up.
We can hook you up for sure. So we went to one of our favorite restaurants, Cabernet Grill.
Oh
here
yes,
in town.
Yeah.
And they, you know, the decor is kind of hokey because it's very Western. It's almost plastic flowers.
It's almost like Western meets Austrian ski hut. You know what I mean?
They have the signs on the wall that have the different wines, like
and they have a koi pond in the front with, and the koi, they're like hungry, you know, they're going, don't stick your finger in here, I'm going to rip it off. This is not how koi should behave, by the way. This should be kind of peaceful.
It's kind of an eclectic sort of environment.
Is. Yeah.
But we get to the table and we order a bottle of wine and the waitress opens up the bottle of wine, pours me a little sample so I taste it, then proceeds to pour the whole bottle in everybody's glasses.
Four glasses.
Spills it too. We were all looking at her like, I've never seen that happen before.
It was insane.
Did you ever see that?
No, no. And there were big glasses, but it was so, and she, you know, and then she like, clop, clop, okay, and hop. And then she, the cork goes back in like, okay, and enjoy your wine.
Bangs it down in the middle of the table. We're like, oh,
that
okay.
was very interesting.
I have never had that happen before. Where no. they just emptied out the bottle.
And none of us said
floor.
Anything. We're just like,
we're
okay.
Just, what, well, we're just
flabbergasted.
I looked at Frida and I was like, what are we witnessing here? It was the funniest thing.
It was one of those moments.
Yeah.
It was a Fredericksburg original.
Yes.
I will say. Oh, we love our little town.
Well, we do.
Yes. We, yeah. Should we thank some people?
Yeah, let's thank some people.
Oh, yes. We called Corksoakers.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Yeah, you heard that right. Corksoakers.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello, Corksoakers.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
So the idea is value for value exchange. If you appreciate that we drove back from Austin and still did a show for you.
Yes.
And opened our hearts and our lives to you.
Yes.
If that's worth anything.
And we're going to get that jacket in the show notes. Don't you worry.
I mean, that's worth some value, right? Should I model it? Should we take a picture while I'm wearing it?
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Okay. With my new hairdo and everything. How about, do we have any Ray-Bans? If I had some Ray-Bans, that'd be the best.
We'll put some glasses on.
Do you have some Ray-Bans?
And you got to wear your Uggs too.
Okay. Now you're pushing it. If you go to occurringthekeeper.com and you go to our donate page, I think we actually have a whole list of things you can do because it's not just treasure. It's time, talent, or treasure. But you can do all kinds of things to help us. Tell someone about the show.
Yeah.
Help someone get set up on one of the value for value apps. You go to podcastapps.com.
As Sir Brian with an I likes to say, grape them in the face.
Grape him in the face. Yes. That's right. Bring him into Vineyard Nation.
Yes.
And of course, you can support us with your time, your talent. If you make artwork for us or jingles, you know, all kind. We'll take anything. Treasure is highly appreciated. We didn't get any PayPals this week, which is the the fiat fun coupon, mm-hmm. For the old school way. But of course, people know that sending us satoshis, which are little fractions of Bitcoin, accounts 1.5 towards your official salmon yeship, which will get you two of those handsome Curry and the Keeper
and so
tumblers.
Nice.
They are very pretty.
Yes.
Do we have pictures of them on
Wait
the
a
website?
Minute. What did you say?
Those handsome tumblers.
You said they are very
handsome.
Pretty. You just
did
said
I say pretty?
Yes, you did.
They're pretty.
The one who
pulled. I'm drinking out of one right
you
now.
You fought me on those, and now they're pretty.
Well,
I want stems.
I still want stems, but that doesn't make them not pretty. They're impressed with them.
Thank you.
And we're helping a college kid.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Pay for her college in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mm. It's kind of expensive in New York. Couldn't you go to a cheaper one? Yeah. Okay, we kick it off with a Striper boost. Yeah, 77,777 sats from Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Yes, and he says, Annette and I love you, so love you both.
Aww.
Thanks for keeping it real, having the courage to resist editing out the fully human moments.
Yes.
Authenticity is so needed in a culture that opts for fake and fantasy. That's true. You two are two of our favorite humans.
Oh,
heart emoji.
Back at you.
Yes.
Back at you, and then Jimmy.
Now, more love coming to us. 33,444 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, he's always so generous. Yes. Hey, Brian, where is my tasting room mix?
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. He promised us some talent, didn't he?
He did.
He has a note. I'm not a vet tech, but my good friend is. She feeds her dog raw bacon.
Ooh.
Because she says it's good for dogs. If raw bacon doesn't give dogs botulism, my guess is that raw chicken won't give Phoebe Salmonier. Please credit TJ the Raffle with his boost. His mix about that rule was rad. It wasn't just the first mix for the show. It was the first mosh pit. So I have to listen to it cautiously because I don't have health insurance and I'm brittle. Also, my friend's bacon dog died. In the evening, y'all. Really? Is that what you said? The dog died?
In the evening!
I'm glad we read the whole note before we start giving Tina stuff like that.
Tina?
Oops. Phoebe. Did I say Tina?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just put you on a very weird level, didn't I? I took the show to a weird place, people. I'm sorry about that. That's because I was reading the notes and your name popped up because you're always on my mind.
Oh, gosh.
Backpedal, backpedal, backpedal. 33,015 sats from comic strip blogger. And he says, tremendous Tina. You see, that's I was reading ahead. That's why
I
saw.
Oh, I gotcha.
And adorable Adam. Those who are not from the future constantly remind themselves that we don't know what tomorrow will bring. When guided to each present moment, we remain humbled by the remnants of our previous attitudes towards the gift of creation. Okay. Humanity hurdles towards unavoidable super technology, but must trust in the tool set provided for us. There is nothing new under the sun, cork soakers. This is true. I was just reading this today in the book of Koheleth. You help me.
I don't know.
New to this. But anyway,
we can tell.
King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. That's what it was about. Stay sharp with the award-winning tech podcast, AI.cooking. Yo, CSB and
Thank
Woof.
Thank you so much, Comics.
Always Blog. There for us. Yeah, appreciate it.
So appreciate it.
20,000 from I Am Mr. Robot, know him. Love the community building through faith, which reminded me of Ann and Weldon of Holy Cow Beef.
Yes.
Weldon has an amazing story that saved his life through God and clean beef that everybody should listen to. Yes, I've heard the story. He actually told it here in our home. He mm-hmm. Told a version of it. He mm-hmm. told that in Georgia when I saw that yes. we were at the Beef Initiative mini conference. Go to holycowbeef.com. They are such wonderful people.
He reached out to me, Adam. His name's Adam. He reached out to me to get my picanha. The Brazilian
yes,
meat
it's
recipe.
Pronounced picanha.
Picanha.
Picanha?
Picanha.
Picanha. Yeah.
Picanha.
So I know Annette was struggling with what it was.
The beef.
Yeah. Yeah, the beef. Yes. The beef that Adam and Tina make. The yes. beef. That beef.
Yes. So he reached out and I sent him the recipe and I'm like, oh, it's delicious. Delicious.
125 degrees. Take it right off that grill
right.
when it hits 125.
That's, right.
That's the way to go. 333 from the Balderdash Boys.
Oh.
In the evening, Tina and Adam.
In the evening.
I finally got to listen to this podcast and having been married to my keeper for 23 years and they never had a fight.
Nice bell.
I've been in the same foot in my mouth place as Adam. As a matter of fact, just this morning, I am certain that without Jesus, my mouth would have destroyed us. With Jesus, there's forgiveness and reconciliation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Cheers. P.S. Whiskey forthcoming.
Oh.
How can I say no to that? I know. 33333 from Japanese person.
Is that a new person?
You know what? I think so. It says stay strong. That's probably for me.
Yeah, for you, because you needed it.
We're going to decant you.
You've been decanted.
Thank you, Japanese person. Dame Trish checks in with 3,025. Aww. Ha! You called me out. I hear you on the glasses, Tina. They will definitely be easier to ship. I don't blame you for wanting to simplify. When I get my glasses, they will make their way to our cottage in northern Michigan wine country and be put to good use.
Aw, excellent.
Side note, I haven't earned on Fountain for about 3 months. Working with them to figure it out. Others are having the same problem. Love Uh-oh. To both of you. Thank you. Yeah, Jimmy was having the same problem too.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think there's a feedback form or a contact form in Fountain.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, people, for sticking with these new apps. I mean, this is side jobs for people who develop. Are you tired? Am I boring
I'm
you?
Sorry,
oxygen?
It's late. It's 10:30.
Okay, well, you said yes to all of the schedule. Now you know what it's like to be a podcaster. Yeah? Wait until you're working on Christmas. If it's a Wednesday.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're the worst boss ever.
Welcome to show business. Nanu nanu. Yes, a couple of people have had this problem. Now, you can also purchase your sats in app. So consider doing that. And you can support all your favorite shows with that. Spread the value around because, believe me, advertising is not working for a lot of people. It's not going to work. It certainly won't work for certain topic podcasts. And you can't, people just don't have enough money to subscribe to everything they like. So it's going to have to be on a value for value basis. Hear me now, believe me later. It's the future.
I know.
I'm usually 10 years ahead, but in 10 years from now, you can say, hey, you were right.
I know.
1,000 Satoshis from Richard Lowland. No note. We thank Pizza and the Eric And as our final donors, Eric says, Pirate Ship is great. I use it and it has a nice, simple interface and discounted rates. Tell us about this, because a yes. couple of people have mentioned this Pirate Ship.
Oh, it's really simple, because I think Shelley Carpenter told me about it too. It's very easy to join. It's free to join. And I don't know how they get the discounted rates, but you just... You put your measurements in if it's a box, which and you is, weigh it.
Like what are these? Like guns. 37-inch guns. Yeah. Yes.
You put your measurements in. We're going to buy you bigger shirts, babe, because you're going to be busting out like the Hulk.
You're telling you.
You're going to be the Hulk in no time. That's You could pick up Phoebe too.
Okay. Keep going with your pirate ship story, please.
Yes. And so it's a really easy interface. And so I looked at it. And so I mailed out Michael's glasses yesterday and I just took them to the post office.
Right.
Because I have to buy...
But did you use Pirate Ship?
I did not, because I have to buy labels in order to print the label off.
Okay. Well, let's do that. And because it sounds like a good deal.
Pirate Ship is about $4 cheaper than the post office.
How do they do it? Because it goes through the post office.
I don't know. I have no idea.
This is some incredible hack they've put together.
Yeah. So I'm going to use it. Interesting. You know, when I start sending out more glasses...
Hurry it up, people, so we can use that pirate ship.
I got glasses we can here save waiting $4. To be shipped, man.
That's our donors for today's episode, all sending us value all through these podcasting 2.0 apps with value for value. Go to podcastapps.com to pick one up. Just listening in a browser is not the way to go. You can be listening to podcasts. You can be sending them little bits of value, like less than a penny a minute, but it really helps when you get a whole bunch of people listening. And Fountain is one of them. I think Podfriend was also, Podfriend is coming back, was considering doing this also with the earn out model. But you should also be able to earn just by listening to any podcast, earn Satoshis. You can then send that value to any podcast that you want.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing. If you don't mind me saying so myself.
Yeah.
Since, Dave and I put it all together.
Yeah, you're the genius behind it.
Nah, hundreds of smart people.
It was your vision. You were the visionary.
Hundreds of smart people.
And then hundreds of smart people joined you.
Motivated people.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a big orchestra.
Yeah.
That Dave and I are directing.
Yes.
You know, one guy's got a washboard, one guy's got a banjo, rain stick, you know, all kind of didgeridoo. But we put it all together. Yeah, gaffer tape. We put it all together and it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, CurringTheKeeper.com, the donate page. And we also have a P.O. box for you to send stuff to if we appreciate anything you send
If you go to the About page on our website, you'll see the photo that Craig Weinberg did of us, too.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
This is the one we're together?
Yes, and how we put Phoebe different in the pieces background? In it. Yeah, yes, yeah. We talked about it on the last show.
That's our house. That's our warehouse. Oh. We actually live in that cool house. That's our house.
Yeah, we do. It looks gorgeous. It's kind of industrial.
Gorgeous, yes. Yeah. We go for the industrial minimalist look with neon. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we have neon in a living room. Exactly. Didn't you know?
Yeah. So we have another couple. We have another week that's busy. I'm sorry. We just do. I know. Friday, we're going to Wimberley to spend time with some friends in Wimberley. Monday, we have dinner with new friends from church. Tuesday, you and Jimmy are doing your bro date.
Bro date. Okay, that's what it is now?
Your bro date. Annette and I are going to do some retail therapy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then next week we're going back to Joe Rogan's comedy club.
Yes, we're going with Vic and Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I put in the show notes, Vic is releasing his book.
Oh.
Chapter for chapter for free on LinkedIn.
Oh.
It's a book about his career, how he transitioned from... a rock and roll musician and producer to a very successful IT, his own IT management firm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's kind of explaining how he did that and who helped him along the way and what he learned.
Yeah. And it was Chris recommended the woman up in Dallas to help us organize our trip, which has been amazing. They're good people.
Yes.
Good people.
Yeah, they are very, well, you know, Jersey. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Again, it's the Jersey people.
Yeah.
And they all wind up in Texas where it's safe.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we have guns. Yeah. We have guns.
Is that it for this week?
That's all I got.
I'm pretty tired too.
Yeah. It's been kind of a low key, you know, show, but it's
what are you talking about? I repented. I mean, what more do you want? That's all you need.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that piece of jewelry.
Okay. That's it. Now we're done. Mrs. Curry. Yes, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Talk with you again next Wednesday.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
All right, everybody. Bye bye.
Evening. Keeper and the Keeper.